जय राधा मव कुंज बिहारे.
द फॉलोइंग इज अ क्लास ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 42 गिवन बाय हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी रिकॉर्डेड ऑन 12th डिसेंबर ऑफ 1982 इन मुंबई इंडिया.
गोपी जाना बालाधारी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
Three divisions of the complete planetary system are here mentioned. 14 are imagined by others, and that is also explained. Thus, in the Bhaktivedanta purpose of the second canto, 5th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Cause of All Causes. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshurmilitaniyena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. So, the 5th chapter of the 2nd canto ends with this verse. And this chapter is entitled The Cause of All Causes. So, information is presented in this chapter to show that the Supreme is a cause of all causes. And specifically in this verse under review, the division of the planetary systems is being mentioned. It is stated that actually there are in total 40 different planetary systems, and they are all within the universal form of the Lord. Now this has a very deep significance. The fact that there are 14 planetary systems and they're all within the body of the Lord. This means that everyone is related to the Lord. Everyone, regardless of whether he belongs to the middle, upper or lower planetary systems, he is related to the Lord. The lower planetary systems are till the leg of the Lord. The middle planetary systems from the legs upwards, and then there are the upper planetary systems also, which are in the chest, beginning from the chest of the Lord upwards. And beyond these planetary systems is the spiritual abode of the Lord, which is described in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita to be completely transcendental. Parastasmati bhavonyo vyakto vyakta sanatana. So the Lord explains that supreme abode of mine is completely transcendental. It is sanatana. So there are these lower planetary systems, which are like the vitala, satala, mahatala, rasatala, patala, atala, then the middle and the upper. But the devotee of the Lord, he doesn't desire to go to either of these planetary systems. The materialists, for example, have absolutely no conception of this great science, which explains that there are 14 planetary systems. They are trying to measure the diameter of this earth, just like the frog in the well. The frog in the ocean is trying to measure the size of the ocean. But according to the Bhagavatam, the actual dimension is 2 billion square miles multiplied by 2 billion square miles. And the scientists, as Prabhupada explains, go only a few thousand miles and they come back declaring that they have made very great discoveries. So the devotee, the genuine devotees of the Lord, they do not want to go even to the topmost planet because, as Krishna declares in the 8th chapter, Ubrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartana Rajana Mamu Piti Dikantya Punar Janmana Vidyate. That is, from the topmost planet to the bottommost planet, all are places of misery, where repeated birth and death is taking place. So the devotees of the Lord, they understand that even if one is promoted to the heavenly planets, where the standard of living is certainly far more comfortable than available on the other planets, still one doesn't free himself from the cycle of birth and death. And hence, the devotees of the Lord, they're not interested in even going to the Satyaloka planet. They're not interested even in the Brahmaloka planet. They are interested in going directly to the spiritual abode of the Lord. Of course, the devotees are niskama. Niskama means the devotee has no desire. And sakama means one who has desires. Krishna guarantees that one who renders devotional service unto me without any without any motives, without any desires, he will definitely return to my abode. So the living entities are all connected to Krishna because the entire 14 planetary systems are within the universal form of the Lord. As the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunaya Shravanadi Shuddha Chitakara Udaya. That is, love of God is dormant within every living entity. This love of God is dormant within every living entity because every living entity in reality is connected to the Supreme Lord. Every living entity is living within the 14 planetary systems which are within the body of the Lord. So this love of Godhead is dormant within the heart of every living entity. But this unfortunately has been covered. And when this gets covered, the living entity has to experience nothing but misery, because the covering of this loving propensity for Godhead means developing material desires, developing lusty desires, which force the living entity to enter into a position of misery. Krishna bhuli se jiva anadir bhair mukha atayava maya tare deha samsara dukha. That because the living entity forgets Krishna, he begins to experience misery. So, as Prabhupada has often explained, the business of this Krishna conscious movement is to enable the living entity to revive his relationship with the Lord. Everyone is connected with the Lord. The only thing is that this connection is being forgotten. As Narottam Das Thakur has prayed, unless the heart is cleansed of all the material desires, one cannot understand the transcendental pastimes of Radha and Krishna that are being performed in Vrindavan. As long as these material desires are there, one cannot understand this. As long as these material desires are there, as long as the material thoughts are guiding one's life, one cannot understand what is the real standard of happiness. As Prahlad Maharaj has declared, Nāte vidum swarta gatim he Vishnu, that people do not realize that the real pleasure lies in establishing a relationship with Vishnu. And instead of establishing a relationship with Vishnu, they are establishing so many other relationships. Punas punas charvita charvanana. These relationships are compared to chewing the chewed. One thing has been chewed, again someone picks it up hoping that there will be some nectar out of it, but in reality there is no nectar at all. So this is a brief description of material life, chewing the chewed. So the devotees, they know what is the real thing. They know that it is only relationship with Krishna that can give the living entity happiness, because everyone is connected to Krishna. In America, the Coca-Cola company has a slogan which shows a Coca-Cola bottle and a slogan. Their slogan is the real thing. Isn't it, Maharaj? So, they are trying to convey to everyone that this Coca-Cola is the real thing and all of the colas are false or imitations. But our slogan is that this Krishna consciousness is a real thing. Because if we take to Krishna consciousness, then all other desires are automatically satisfied. Whereas the claim of the Coca-Cola company that that is the real thing is actually totally misleading. So the real thing is taking to this Krishna consciousness, and this is the knowledge that is being presented in these different books of Srila Prabhupada. This is the real knowledge. Real knowledge means to understand one's relationship with the Lord. This is real knowledge. And who is presenting this knowledge? Srila Prabhupada said that people are misdirecting things with their reading propensity. Instead of reading about transcendental literature, instead of reading about subject matters that can give one permanent happiness, the society is busy engaged in reading subject matters that cannot give them any pleasure at all. If you just go to any newsstand, if you just go to any bookstore, you will notice that 99.9% of the literature over there is devoid of transcendental subject matter. And because people are just wasting their valuable time in reading this type of literature, we are seeing that practically the whole society is in a very unhappy condition. Doesn't matter who you may meet, doesn't matter who you may talk to, actually the whole society is in a very miserable condition because the reading propensity is being misdirected. Therefore, Prabhupada in one letter said that some or the other, we have to change the reading propensity of the people. We have to get them to read this transcendental literature, because this transcendental literature is so powerful that this can wake one up to one's real business, just like Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, jeev jago gora chanda bole. So this is the business of the devotee, to go around to everyone and to tell him, please wake up. Wake up to what? Wake up to the real business of human life. And who is explaining this real business of human life? The schools are not explaining it. The colleges are not explaining it. The political leaders are not explaining it. Nobody is explaining the real business of human life except the devotees of the Supreme Lord, who are, as Prabhupada explained, extensions of His body. Because the devotees of the Supreme Lord, the devotees of this Krishna conscious movement, they have the understanding that the knowledge that is being contained in Srila Prabhupada's books is the real solution to the problems of society. So the devotees, they must understand, they must have this conviction that one word of these transcendental books is capable of changing the entire life of a person. Prabhupada explained in a letter that once he stopped at Tokyo airport, and at Tokyo airport a Japanese boy came up to him and said, "Where have you got the knowledge to write all these books?" And Prabhupada asked him, how does he know about Prabhupada's books? And this boy had read a book of Prabhupada earlier, and the moment he saw Prabhupada at Tokyo airport, he came up to Prabhupada and started talking and appreciating him. So Prabhupada explained that this knowledge is given by Krishna. So the knowledge that is there in these books will be appreciated by anyone of some intelligence. This knowledge is for the most intelligent. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Bhavnam janmanamante jnanamam prapadyante vasudeva sarvamidhi samatma sudurlabha." After many, many millions of births, is he the fortunate soul who understands that Krishna is the cause of all causes. And Lord Krishna further describes this knowledge to be the king of education, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam, because this knowledge is the topmost knowledge. So Prabhupada wanted that this transcendental knowledge be flooded. This transcendental knowledge, if it is flooded, it has the capacity of converting a crow into a swan. Materially, this may seem impossible. Someone may say, how can you convert a crow into a swan? But it is possible. It is possible by the broadcast of this transcendental knowledge. The materialist is compared to a crow because a crow is attracted to garbage and dirt. So similarly, the materialist is attracted to dirty habits. Whereas a saintly person is compared to a swan because the swan is attracted to a clean environment and a saintly person is attracted to very clean habits. So the business of the devotees of this Krishna conscious movement is to convert the crows into swans. And these crows into swans can be converted if the devotees of this Krishna conscious movement understand the importance of this transcendental literature. If we understand the importance of this transcendental literature, then we will understand that this is the most important activity, that this transcendental literature be made available to everyone. Prabhupada used to say, this activity of distributing his books is transcendental samadhi. Transcendental samadhi. Samadhi means to meditate on Krishna. And unfortunately, the average person thinks samadhi means to close his eyes and get into meditation. As sometimes devotees in our Bhagavatam class also think the samadhi means to close one's eyes and get into deep absorption. But Prabhupada calls this activity of book distribution to be transcendental samadhi. Transcendental samadhi means that one is absorbed in the highest activity. That is the activity of distributing these books. As we said earlier, when we engage in this activity of book distribution, we are actually distributing not only the words of Srila Prabhupada, but also the words of Vyasadeva and all the great acharyas. It is all summarized in these books. And Prabhupada said, if just one word of a Srimad Bhagavatam is enough to change the entire life of an individual. So this activity of book distribution, this is known as transcendental samadhi. And Prabhupada himself said in a letter that this is a real thing, this is a real activity to distribute these books. So we are presently engaged in this period of the transcendental book distribution marathon. And the marathon means when one increases his efforts, one reduces everything in order to please the spiritual master and the Supreme Lord. The desire of the spiritual master is there to just flood this world with his books. This was the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he sent his Goswami to Vrindavan to compile the books. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent all his associates to go and spread Krishna consciousness. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, following in the footsteps, he sent this book, Teaching of Lord Chaitanya, to McGill University and to other Western universities. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he used to have his disciples go out and distribute his newspaper, and they would come back with few paisas. And Prabhupada explained, when they would come back with few paisas, he would be so pleased with these boys who would go and distribute his newspaper. And following the footsteps of these great acharyas, Srila Prabhupada also emphasized this transcendental samadhi as the most important activity that any devotee in this Krishna conscious movement can engage in. So the devotees, they should take this instruction of the spiritual master to heart. There is a tendency within our movement to modify the order of the spiritual master instead of the life of the disciple. Please understand this point carefully. The tendency is that what the spiritual master says, that we will try and modify. But that is not the key to spiritual success. The key to spiritual success is that we modify our life to suit the direction of the spiritual master. Not that we modify the spiritual master's order to suit our convenience. So the spiritual master's order is to flood this place with books, and we can see that. We can see this dream of Prabhupada coming true. Prabhupada had very great hopes. In 1973, at one time, our book distribution in America reached 4,000 big books in one day. And Prabhupada was so excited when he got this report that our book distribution has reached 4,000 big books in one day, that he said, never in the history of the world have so many religious books being distributed in any one day, 4,000 books in one day. But actually we can see that this is beginning to happen even in India. Even in India right now, we've reached a level of 3,000 big books in one day. And at least 2,500 we've already reached. And if we go on with a little more effort, we can even reach the 4,000 level. Even in India, as one travels across the country, one sees that there's almost no one distributing transcendental literature today. Almost no one. And there was a time when the Gita Press was distributing its books. Of course, we don't agree entirely, but at least with their commentaries, but at least there was some attempt to distribute transcendental literature. But today, there is almost no one distributing this transcendental literature at all. Of course, there's just no comparison to the sanctity or the purpose in Srila Prabhupada's books versus any other books. But the point that we're making is that there's so many bookstores in India. There are so many newspaper vendors in India. You travel in the Western Railway, every station there is one bookshop. In Churchgate station there are two shops. There are so many stores everywhere. But all these stores are not selling matter that can save the life of the living entity. That is only being done by the devotees of this Krishna conscious movement. So, this period of the December, which is the month of the Transcendental Marathon, this is a golden opportunity for every devotee to engage himself, to absorb himself further in this transcendental active of book distribution. Prabhupada at one point said that in India we can distribute more books than any other part of the world. And that is a fact. We can see. Like yesterday three boys went out in Bombay, Namnath Pandit and others, they came back with 1,500 rupees worth of transcendental literature distributed in Gujarat. In 3-4 hours, our devotees are distributing 2,000-3,000 rupees worth of books a day. A van in a whole day does as much as 4,000 rupees worth of books and tapes a day. So the point is that people are ready to take this literature. It is not like when you're distributing a book on the street in the West, where if we show your book to 10 people, 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 may say, oh, let me have a book. Majority of the people you show a book to in the West say, oh, no time, wait, just a minute, oh, no time. But over here, people are interested. Prabhupada used to say, our books are quality inside, quality outside. The content is high quality and the presentation is high quality. So if we present these books, if we engage in this transcendental samadhi, then there is no doubt that the conditioned soul will take to these books, and the more books we distribute, the more people will become Krishna conscious, the more people will join this movement. Prabhupada used to give the example of the communists, of the Russians. Prabhupada used to say, the Russians have not invaded India physically. Like you can travel all over India, you don't see a Russian soldier. If you go into Afghanistan, you will see Russian soldiers everywhere. But if you travel in India, you don't see any Russian soldiers. But you can still see the Russian influence, isn't it? You go to make people members, you see they have the Soviet land over there. They have so many, even dentists, doctors, they all have so many Russian magazines. So Prabhupada explained this in a letter. He said, the Russians have not physically invaded India, but they have invaded India through their literature. And he said, just like the Russians have invaded India through their literature, we should invade also through our literature. So invading through our literature is possible if we all take part in this transcendental marathon. If we all take part in this activity that can place us in transcendental samadhi. And that means this activity of book distribution. And as we have explained, this book distribution is practical, feasible at two levels. One is the activity of straight book distribution that the devotees are doing. And the other is the activity of making people life members, because even life members get books. So we can all engage in this transcendental marathon. And in this marathon, the different leagues are competing. This is the Lord Chaitanya Club, the Lord Chaitanya Cup, in which the different teams are competing, the Radharas Bihari team, Gaurav Nithai team, the different London Ishwara team around the world. So if you want your team to be victorious in this marathon, if you all want the Radharas Bihari team to win the Lord Chaitanya's Cup, then everyone has to make a more concentrated effort. Then there is some hope that you all can win this transcendental marathon. So the point is that every devotee should see, how can he expand this book distribution? We have one more van that is ready to go out. We need some men for that. But besides the life membership preachers, they can all go to their members and ask them to buy bulk orders. We have the pocket Gita that sells for 5 rupees, and we have the big Gita. Go to your members. Explain to them, buy these as transcendental gifts. Buy these as presents for your workers. Explain to them that if the workers understand that everything belongs to Krishna, then there will be no labor problem. In fact, in Bombay, the labor crisis is the worst at the moment. They're starting a Bombay Bandh from tomorrow. So in Bombay, people are most concerned about these labor relations. So it's the best market for making these people realize that if you give them this transcendental literature, there's a possibility that the consciousness of the employees will improve. So the point is that we should all absorb ourselves in this transcendental, in the distribution of this transcendental literature. Prabhupada said once in a letter, actually he said this many times, but Prabhupada said that this book distribution is the only solace to my life. This book distribution is the only active, the sales figures give me the greatest pleasure. So it is not that Srila Prabhupada is not watching these sales figures. He is watching these sales figures. He is sharing the sales figure reports in association with his, in the company of his associates in the Vaikuntha planets. And just like Prabhupada used to very proudly show to everyone the different books that would come out, he would be take great pride in seeing, oh, how so many books are being distributed. So this, for this period of the marathon, actually it appears that we take the word marathon very lightly, but we should really intensify our efforts. We should really meditate, how can I engage in this transcendental samadhi? And if we are praying to Krishna within the heart, if we are praying that please may become a powerful instrument in giving out this transcendental literature, then Krishna will make it feasible. Krishna is very powerful. Prabhupada used to say, don't underestimate Krishna. So our request is that every devotee should take part in this transcendental marathon very enthusiastically, and this will give very great pleasure. This will enable the devotee to advance faster also. We can see that practically our book distributors, they're so absorbed in book distribution, you don't have to push our book distributors to go out. They're automatically out. They're so jubilant. They come back at 10:30, 11 every night in the marathon. Like last night, even our Bombay Bodham, the Pandit and all, they pulled in at 10:45 in the night. They went out all day. Because this activity gives one so much pleasure. So we should all see how we can all contribute to this transcendental marathon. The membership preachers can try to get orders. The book distributors can do even better. Those who can spare some time, they can go out and do books. In fact, in a place like Bombay, you don't even need a car or a vehicle to go out on book distribution. You can just take a book bag and just go to Dew and or just go to the bus stand, and every single drop counts. Just like a miser, he counts his pennies, isn't it? Because a miser always wants to see his bank balance go up, so he won't even waste one paisa. He wants to. So we are spiritual misers. We don't want to lose one opportunity for preaching. We don't want to lose one opportunity by which somebody else's life can be saved. We have plenty of books. Now all we need is a willpower to flood this place with books. So this is feasible. This is within our reach, that Bombay can distribute more books than anybody else. But this will only be within our reach if everyone makes concentrated, determined effort. So This transcendental knowledge which is being presented in the Bhagavatam, which Prabhupada claimed only one word can change the entire life of a person, this knowledge we should distribute. We should distribute for the benefit of the conditioned souls, wake up the conditioned souls to the real business of human life, and this will give the recipient happiness and the donor and the person who is broadcasting happiness. Just like Shukadeva Goswami, he recited the Srimad Bhagavatam, he was liberated, and Parikshit Maharaj, he heard the Bhagavatam and he was liberated. So this activity of transcendental book distribution, which is described by Prabhupada to be transcendental samadhi, is so pleasurable that everyone can benefit by engaging in this activity. Hare Krishna.